Okay, now it seems to be changing. Why? I don't know. All of a sudden, the search seems to be working now. Why? I have no idea. Don't even ask me why, because I can't tell you. And now it's not working. So now you're gonna stop working now. Okay, see, that took a long time. That shouldn't have took that long to switch. And I don't know why. I got to probably reinstall that software. Anyhow, we got to get to the matter at hand here. We got to get to the matter at hand here. And it's not as responsive as it should be, if you ask me. Nowhere near as responsive as it should be. It could be the bandwidth, but the OBS Blade was a lot more responsive. But OBS Blade is on my phone. So now I'll come up here, I get on this. You see, now I got my phone in my pocket, so all these steps account. This morning during the game, Steeler game, it's supposed to change. Is that it? The right camera? Yep. Okay, that one changed. It's 5, 6, 3, 2. It's not changing as fast as that. I think it should. 2, 1. So I'm on all 6 cameras. I'm on all 6 cameras. That's camera 4 right there. Camera 5 ain't too bad, I don't think. I don't like the way this is responding. I might uninstall and reinstall this software. I don't like the response it's getting. I don't think it's the hardware because I charged it. So I don't think it's the hardware. But I'm going to go ahead and... these two are the best cameras. Switch between those two. That camera there. And we're 6. That's 6 right there. 6. 5 ain't bad. Camera 5 ain't bad. Don't sleep on camera 5. And it's almost to the point where to get the response I want, I may just want to, I don't want it to be wired, but maybe to get the response I want, I'll wire it. I don't know. To get that instant response, to go to a wired keypad, because this usually works. I usually don't have a problem with it. And the whole point was to be wireless. So anyway, and I wish I could have this on like a, and they got them where I can have like an automatic rotation where it just rotate automatically every so often where you don't have to hold this. See, I'm hitting this now and it's not changing. Yeah, I gotta figure that out. Something's going on. See, it's not changing at all now. See if I put it up here, I wonder if it makes a difference. Nope, something's going on. Uninstall, reinstall. Anyhow. So that was fun. I think it was. Not sure what you think, but I thought it was fun. I feel good. You could probably tell. It's 9:30. It's 9:45. I've been lazy the last couple of days. Day and a half, actually. Well, maybe you probably can count Friday night. Don't think I left the house. Don't think I left the house since Friday. I don't think I went outside yesterday at all. I had a pizza here, and I made brownies. I had pizza and I made brownies, so I didn't have to leave the house. Didn't even have to order nothing. This morning, I had $40 for a Little Caesars pizza. But, okay, here's the catch. $40. Okay, the pizza was $16.50. Large, deep dish, stuffed crust with black olives, sausage, and mushroom. So my mother told me a while ago that pepperoni overpowers the taste of the pizza. And I noticed I like meat, but I didn't want to be eating pepperoni. So like eating a pepperoni sandwich and not a pizza. So I started getting sausage and black olives and mushrooms. deep dish Little Caesars, $16.50. $8.99 for some wings. Wings are pretty good from Little Caesars because they're baked, they're soft, and they're saucy. $8.99. Wings have just got so expensive. And I've said this many times before. Wings used to be the cheapest part of the bird. Used to get wings for 19 cents a pound. And all of a sudden, white people found out about them. They went commercial. Now they got whole wing. Now they got whole franchises of wing. Just two wings. But, and that came to $25. And I laid in the bed. It was like 9 o'clock, 9:30, something like that. Steelers were getting ready to come on, if they weren't on already. Because I think Little Caesars didn't open up to 10:30. So about 10:15, 10:20, you know, I'm trying to get this done at 9:30. I'm just laying there. Do I Instacart? Because I do need eggs. I do need eggs. And there was something else I was going to get. I do need eggs. And something else I was going to get. Just junk. Get my eggs. And I was just looking up junk. And I was like, nah. So I went back to Instacart. So they think it was $3.99 service fee, $3.99 delivery fee. It came to like $11 in a tip. It came like $11. I paid $11 to have somebody bring that pizza to my house. And I'm like laying there, Jeffrey, is it worth $11? Because you're going to have to pay the tax anyway. Because it was like $11 in delivery fees. I'm like, Jeffrey, you ain't going to have to get up. The worst thing case you have to do is deal with a driver who may or may not be able to find the place or whatever. And sure enough, I got one that barely spoke English. And I'm not sure if I didn't put the apartment down right or nothing, but he left my food at the wrong apartment. I looked down the hallway, saw my stuff sitting in front of somebody else's door. Just went and got it because I got a check saying it's been delivered. And nobody's outside my door. And I called him, and his English was so bad, he said, text him. I said, okay. Okay. So I text him, and then I said, wait a minute, let me go out here and see. And sure enough, it was at another door. And then I looked on the receipt. I wondered if I had put down. I ordered and stopped ordering and ordered so many times. I'm not sure if I put the apartment number down or not. But either way, you know, I got the pizza. He got a $3 tip, and it was like $11. Do I spend $11, have that pizza delivered? I ain't got to get up. I ain't got to wash. I ain't got to start my car. I ain't got to leave the house. So I'm not sure how it went. Okay, the pizza may have been delivered, but somehow, I don't know if I ate first or during the game, towards the end of the game, I ate first. And then, because a couple pieces of pizza, okay. I had pizza 2 days in a row, and I think about it. A frozen pizza and that pizza. And I still got some in there. I'm going to have some more tonight. See, I got that. I want to switch cameras. I should put that in my pocket. I think I got like 5,000 steps to go. That's 50 minutes. So I should be on here an hour. I should put the TV on. I'll put my music on. I usually put my music on. I got this electronic music I listen to. I like music that's non-engaging. I do like electronic music. And I was also thinking that Mothership Connection, it's electronic. It's not real. I was talking to J.I. Dixon. He was saying, you like that electronic music? I was like, yeah, that's all right. He said, don't even sound like real instruments. And I think that's the point. I think I'm attracted to synthetic music. Because when I heard Mothership Connection, it was the sound that got me. And then the one and the drive and the groove. It was a sound. I had never heard anybody make music, you know, using that kind of sound before. Now, natural instruments are okay. But I'm driven towards electronic sound synthesis music. There's no doubt about it. Well, that just timed out. The screen on that just timed out, which will give me a reason to stretch my back a little. Grab this. Hit that one time. See what happened. I've got to come over here. Tap that. I've got to reopen it. See if that's working. It's switching a little bit. It's not switching the way I want it to, but it's switching a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to have to reinstall that software. We're going to have to reinstall this software or something. Because it's just not happening. You know what I mean? It's nowhere near as responsive as it should be. And I'm not sure why. It's nowhere near responsive as it should be. I'm not sure why. See, that took a bunch. And if I hit it and hold it, I guess. If I hit it and hold it, it does it. So maybe I just gotta, that's not a bad workaround. To hit and hold it until it changes is not a bad workaround for right now. As long as I know how to get it to work, I don't mind, you know, I don't mind losing optimal performance. As long as I can get it to work, and as long as I know what I need to do to make it work. Wait a minute, this camera right here ain't too bad. This camera right here ain't too bad. That one in 4. Straight on camera. Well, see, I could put that in my pocket like that. So what was I saying? So I got the pizza and I got on the bike. Steelers, Kenny Pickett got hurt. We're not a good football team. I knew we weren't. Our defense is good, but our offense is just so terrible. And it's probably going to come down to Tomlin getting fired and the offensive coordinator getting fired. Because, and I've said it before, I don't know if Pittsburgh's ready to be as sophisticated, to be that kind of sophisticated team. The eggheads are running the NFL right now. This is about brains. They got the physical part down. In the 70s, Pittsburgh dominated because they came in with some big boys. Mean Joe Green was like something they had never seen before. Jim Browns, they weren't used to anybody that big, that fast. So Mean Joe Green came in, you know, and they built this defense around them. You know, that changed the whole franchise. But in that Steeler mentality has grown through the years. You just can't beat up people anymore. You just can't run them over and beat them up because there's too many of them out there now. There's the parity. There's too much parity in the league. You can't run over and beat them up no more. So you gotta be more thought. You just get Najee Harris, big running back, you know, workhorse. In a Derrick Henry type of, you know, power, just run you over. Yeah. Number one, he ain't going to last. And Tomlin knows that. Run him till the wheels fall off. But he won't last till the end of the season in the playoffs when you need him. End of the season, he'd be so beat up no matter how young he is. And he's just taking hits. The offensive line isn't that good. But it doesn't have to be if your scheme is good. Your scheme can compensate for your deficiencies. And it's just not sophisticated enough. It's like when I was listening to a podcast, you know, with Steelers analysis and tape breakdown and all that, people's opinions. And it's not that I look to these people for their opinion. Like I say, oh, you know, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. I look for what they said. You'll hear me repeat something that somebody said. But you won't hear me repeat who said it. Who said it doesn't really matter. What they said is what I'm standing by. That's why I don't be saying, oh, ask so-and-so this. You know, how come this is that? Well, you don't think that? What do you ask so-and-so over that? I don't care what so-and-so say. Unless so-and-so going to tell me a reason behind it that I can understand. So that's why I listen to my podcast. Because I mean, I even question it myself. I'm like, Why do I want to listen to these regular people? Why do I want to listen to these regular people? Because they have access, they do the research, and they have experience doing the research. And like one of the ones I listen to, he actually has a Steeler official pass where he can, you know, go to the training camps and, you know, be in the locker rooms and all that. So he has that insight. I may or may not dig his style. Some of the podcasts, I don't really like their style or their demeanor or the angle at which they go at it. And some I do. So I just have a bunch of them. Now, this is the different ones after the game. Like, I got the Steel Twins, but young cats just come out cussing and just tough and just trying to fucking, these damn things, they're like, fuck it. They just be like, if they don't like it, you know, they just come at it, you know, uncensored. And I like to watch them to get their energy. They didn't have one today. They probably went to the game. So when they get home, they'll probably make one. I can imagine what it's going to be, considering the Steelers' performance. But today, the big thing is Kenny Pickett got hurt. Our quarterback got hurt. Ribs, they think, or something like that. And that may be a big deal. I mean, it probably is a big deal. I mean, it definitely is a big deal. Ain't no doubt about it, what I'm talking about. Ain't no maybe, probably about it. What I'm doing now is I set on this. I don't know if you can see it or not. But on this, it's a little meter. There's a couple magnets in there that are attached to the bar that moves, you know, as I pump this like this. Did I get that? Can I get that shot? Let me see. That's going to be three. That should be camera three. Give me camera three. Give me camera three. See this, when I'm going like this, the bar that's going this way, if you can see that. It is like a little thing in here with magnets in it. It kind of gauges how fast the magnets go by and what frequency and, you know, speed and all that. Repetitions. And I like to keep that set at the miles per hour, quote unquote miles per hour. I like to keep the miles per hour above four. And because I don't like to see the time. I don't want to see the time that I'm doing this. So I don't like seeing the time. And let me see. Is that if I look that way, if I'm talking to you and I look straight ahead, I don't like seeing. Anyway, what was I saying? So I ate, and then, you know, I'm watching the game, and then afterward I got on this I think the second half, basically, I was on this and got 5,000 in. I usually get 100 steps per minute, whether I'm walking on this or not. I believe walking is definitely probably more strenuous and probably burn calories more. This is just something, and I admit, these 2 days are just to get the numbers. If they help me, that's good. If they actually burn calories or whatever, that's good. But I know just the activity is probably good for me. You know, how strenuous the workout is, I don't know. But I don't know if you can see on this, I put bricks on there. I don't know if you can see them. I put bricks on there to add some weight and some resistance. You know, because I need to put more. So I do want it to be a little bit, you know, resistant and a little bit more of a workout. And I got one of these things at my daughter's house. The original one is at my mother's. And I got one here. Because when I got that plantar fasciitis, I couldn't walk. So I had to do this. And I think this actually works on my arms, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth. Well, not to be honest with you, just to, you know, bring this, to emphasize this point. I think this helps my arms. A little bit of strength here, I can feel the bicep and stuff, tricep, whatever. I think this actually helps my arms doing this. And it is activity. You know, I don't work up too much of a sweat. To be honest, it's not that strenuous, but it's something to do. So I did about 5,000 today. For the second half of the game, I was on watching the game and on this thing. And full disclosure, I gotta quit smoking them black and miles. I mean, I've done drugs. There's no doubt about it. I've done drugs and I used to drink. So I know and I understand and I sympathize and I gravitate towards the idea of not being a stupor, but the sedation, the, you know, what drugs can do, how drugs can take you and, like, you know, slow your thinking and bring you down. And then I get that part, you know. So, and there's something to it. And the Black and Miles, I had to quit smoking weed. I was doing that for a while. But I'm a kind of person who, it's either I can't do anything in moderation. And that's my problem. I can't do anything in moderation. Either I got to stop doing it or, you know, it's going to eventually be too much all the time. And that's where I'm at now with the Black and Miles. And I went through this before where I went to, got to this point and quit. You know, and then I quit and I felt so much better. When I'm just like completely sober after a few months, you know, as my body adjusts and I'm completely sober, it's the best feeling in the world. All the emotions, the stimulation, it's like I have a direct connection to them. And since I already done drugs, I understand what it's like to be high and the euphoria of being high. I can sometimes and usually get there without the drug. I know how to simulate it. You know, I kind of just had to let my mind just go there and just get there. So sometimes when I'm out, you know, I used to say the feeling of listening to P-Funk. Well, yeah, the feeling after at a P-Funk concert, when you hit the joint for the first time after months and months and months, that initial euphoria, there's nothing like that. But then there's also nothing like being completely sober and just feeling all of it. Being completely sober and just let it take over your whole body and just feeling all of it, being in the moment, being just super aware and just bringing it all in. And during the run, when I was completely sober, the longest and probably the best, there was nothing to compare. And then I started smoking again. And that had an appeal to it. There's no doubt it had an appeal to it. And it might have just been a change of pace. But to compare how it felt being completely sober and to compare how it was, you know, with the weed high, they're different. There's just it's a different thing. It's hard to say which one is better. I can say which one I prefer. It's hard to say. They're just different because the weed on takes you in different places. It's a different thing. I accomplish and experience things differently. I learn things differently. It puts me, I open myself to different kinds of things when I'm smoking weed. And things that maybe I could say that it brought my vibration down. And so I was open to maybe responding to lower frequency events. Whereas when I was sober, I was just click, 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 just knocking stuff out, getting stuff done. And I wrote a book during that time. I was just accomplishing stuff, building stuff, websites, just developing. I was just turned on. And then after a while, you get worn out. I mean, not worn out, but you just seem you need a break. And then I went back to smoking weed a little bit. And that got out of hand, and I needed to stop. And then during that time when I stopped, you know, my body's like, what's next, what's next, what's next? You know, I need something to look forward to when I get out from work. What? That's when I ended up going to the Black and Miles to appease myself, and then now that's just got out of hand where I'm doing it too much. But even though too much, I don't do it before work. So if I work at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m., I won't wake up smoking them. I won't have one in the morning. I won't have one before work. I'll be after work. And that's kind of the whole intent of it, to have that after work. But it's getting to the point now that I get off work and I hit one and I don't like the feeling. I don't like the feeling I get. It brings me down. And I may or may not be smoking them right. You're not supposed to inhale them. But I do. What the hell was the point of smoking if you inhale? And that rush, there's something about that rush that I can't wait to get to. I get off work at 8 o'clock, 8:01, I got one lit. And that's just my personality. I know I'm like that. It's either all or nothing. So I gotta stop. So this morning was no different. Woke up this morning, you know, don't have no work to do, nothing to do. You know, smoke one, lay in the bed. I mean, even smoke a whole, just a little teeny, just to get that initial inhale and that little rush. And then I'm like, and I get it, but it's not as pleasurable. It's like I'm chasing something that's no longer there. And I'm taking the feeling I'm getting now, which isn't nowhere near as pure and good as it used to be, and being satisfied with it when it, I may or may not should be. So that's that. All right, so the scream timed out. Yeah, that thing's just going to be timed out. There's no way it's going to come back on. So hopefully it's still recording. I think I am. Not sure what camera I'm on. I should try to switch your cameras, but I won't be able to see, you know, which one it is. And so now today, you know, I smoked them and, you know, and just overdid it. And maybe that's what I did when I was drinking. Then I wanted to quit. That's how I did it. Just overdid it. I just drank too much. I just drank. You know, just kept drinking. Just try to overdo it until I got stopped. Police, 134 freeway. Just west of Pasadena. County jail, LA County jail, overnight. My sister and my ex-wife came pick me up. Never had a drink since. You know, because I wanted to quit. I just needed an event. Needed an event to blame it on. That's what I said. I needed an event to blame it on. And I didn't even tell nobody I quit for like 2 weeks. You know, I just kept it to myself. I just did it. And I've been drinking. It was 89, so I started drinking 10 years. You know, because I used to drink and I smoked weed. Everybody used to smoke weed. I would just get my 40 or my quart of Miller's. And that Genuine Draft, this is before Genuine Draft came out. And this was before 40 ounces came out. Get my quart, it should be like a dollar something. You know, the taste of that beer and that rush, that was my thing. And then that got out of hand, went too far. He said, my personality is nothing in moderation. I had to quit that. And then was sober for a while, lost weight. Oh my God. Lost weight because I was up to maybe 250, 260, 270, something like that. Lost weight, taking Dexatrimin and all that stuff. Used to walk around the Rose Bowl. Used to be able to jog around the Rose Bowl after work. And 3 miles, lost that weight, you know, and the life change. My fellow coworker at work, my supervisor, went through a weight loss and a relationship change and all that. And I guess the way I look at it, I didn't realize I was that close to her because her life changing events had an impact on me, and I'm not used to that. I said, and I realized that you're a lot closer to me than I realized, because I was just so tickled to find out there's some things that's going on in her life. I was just excited and just so tickled. I just couldn't hold it in, and I'm not used to being inhibited. So we're at work and I'm just like, you know, I'm just not acting inappropriately, but not professional because I can't help it. I'm not used to holding it in. I'm so excited for her and all that. So I know what it's like to lose weight. A cousin of mine lost weight. And you can just see it in her. She's just walking around like she is the shit. You can just see it in her body manner, her look, demeanor, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way. That's what it's about. I went through it, so I know. You can just see her. Like, look at her. She's just walking the room like, you know. I know the feeling. I've done it. And I probably shouldn't say this, but my daughter, like, the world wouldn't be safe if she was to go through that. Change with and gain all this confidence and attention, and the attention that comes with it. I mean, it's just a lot that comes at you. It's life changing. I mean, all of a sudden, clothes, you can buy regular clothes. So your wardrobe goes up. Just everything is just because it's life changing. And the confidence and the swagger and the attention and the power that you have. The power that you attractive people have a power. You know, I'm not saying good looking, handsome, whatever attractive. There's a certain attractiveness to people who are attractive, they have a power. And when I think my daughter, if she was a happy, the world wouldn't be saved. The world would be saved. You know, not saying she's not attractive now, and not that she ain't got swagger now, she got her thing, but it's probably best she don't have this kind of confidence that comes with that. It's just probably best. We're probably safe. But yeah, it's life changing. I went through that, you know, after I quit drinking, and I was able to buy regular clothes and better health. And I think I was still smoking cigarettes, Newports, in fact. Yeah, because everybody got to have at least one vice. You got to have at least one vice. You know, it don't necessarily have to be heroin. You know, you don't have to be like taking mushrooms or anything. You know, but everybody got to have one thing, I think, that they feel that they can go to, kind of succumb to, give in to, and just. But that may or may not be true, because it's most definitely, by far, unequivocally, the best I ever feel is when I'm completely sober. And I settle into that complete soberness, and my body adjusts, and it's no longer craving anything. And you know, just wake up. And I was working in the mornings, so I wake up, crack it on. I'm 40 years old. I just can't wait to get to life. You know? So I've been through that. So I just did 30 minutes. I can get on this thing now. I remember I got on this exercise thing, and mentally and physically, I wasn't able to stay on there for longer than 10 minutes. Mentally or physically, I just wasn't able to stay on there for 10 minutes. Because I would just get tired, or my mentally just wander or whatever, you know. But now I can get on there. See, I just did 30 minutes. Plus I was talking, you know, but that kind of doesn't matter. That kind of doesn't matter. Okay, it's camera two. That's camera two right there. Was camera three? Oh, look, yeah, because the light's behind me, so I'm not going to look as sharp. Camera one. Yeah, I just got to hold it longer. That was camera four. I just got to hold it longer, and then it switches eventually. I'm gonna see if I get that fixed. And I don't like the way it's kind of staggering. The video that I'm seeing on the display is kind of staggering and what's it called, glitchy. And I don't like that either. Let's see how many steps I got. How many I did? Oh, I wanted to check the. Let me check the audio, because I'm doing all this talking. It might not be no audio being recorded. Let me see if I can do that. Yeah, it looks like it's being recorded. Yeah, we're getting something. Yeah, we're getting something. So I wish that would stay. I guess I could probably put that somewhere closer. And then I can reach down and not have to get off the glider. But that might give me a reason to get off the glider. Let's see how many steps I got. Let's see how many steps I got to go. I figure 7,500. 8,700. So I got about 13 minutes left. I got about 13 minutes left. 1,300. So, and then, you know, that's how that goes. And then now, it's the black and miles. I got to quit. And there's things I need to do financially. I need to get a financial advisor. I start really ramping up about retirement, you know, making sure things are in place. Stock market is doing some stuff. Can't tell you how much amount of money I'm losing. Not really losing because it really wasn't mine. But, you know, it's to the point I might have to pay $20,000 in taxes. Just put it this way. I might owe $20,000 in taxes. This is just, that'll give you an idea of the kind of ballpark we're talking about. And, you know, I just got to do that. And there's some few things I need to get together and straighten out. It's on my website with Jeffrey TV and my estate. And, you know, maybe it's time. You know, I just put the black lines down. I got one and one six of a block of miles left. And when I woke up this morning, you know, I mean, woke up the day after my nap, and I had overdid it this morning. Woke up starting them too early, too much eating, and just I slept it off. I slept hard. I woke up, head was kind of hurting a little bit. And when I'm doing more and more and more, I'm realizing not to tense up and fight against it, just to kind of relax. And that's what I did. I just laid in the bed and I felt like a headache was coming on. But instead of like concentrating or whatever, not concentrating, but putting pressure on it or tensing up, or I don't know what the word is to describe it. To like, you know, you just kind of like concentrating on it and just try to cool it down or whatever. Just relax. Relax. Like when I'm walking, I learn stuff. You know, wake up, you know, still kind of sleepy, whatever. So it tense up and like, oh, gotta get against it. Just relax and just. And then when I relax, I even walk faster. I relax and just let it go. And so I did that this morning. I mean, today after I woke up, slept for like 3 hours. I think I slept from 4 to 7. Woke up at 7. It was dark. And I had a nap yesterday. I woke up from a nap yesterday. And I was like, how come, what time the Steelers play? How come I missed the Steelers? Did I go to sleep and didn't see the Steelers? How did I miss the Steelers game? Because it was Saturday and not Sunday, and I was watching college football. So I was watching football, but, you know, and I like to go into those maybe stupors or whatever, to step away from reality, just to be able to step away from reality and to go down that hole. You know, it serves a purpose, I think. And I've done it for probably close to 3 years now. I've been on a 3-year run where I've been kind of letting myself, you know, I'm still handling business now. Don't get me wrong. I'm still handling business. You know, I'm still getting it done. You know, things, I'm still keeping that work performance at work where it should be. Now, let's not think that, you know, it ain't that. Dude, that was changing really good. See that? Now the cameras are changing really good. You know, but I just want to take it to that next level. I want to take it up to that next level. You know, and just push it over. I'm getting to that age where, you know, time is running out. It's just, face it, time is running out. And I'm experienced, capable. You know, I'm there. I'm just ready to turn it on. And maybe this last few years of, you know, rest or whatever, meditation, you can call it self-inflection, is that something? You know, that, maybe that is what I needed, or not needed, but went through. That's what I went through. So it's a different kind of experience than being turned on and eyes wide open and, you know, just pretty much no nonsense, but a lot of life's fat gets cut off when I'm not indulging in anything. A lot, it becomes very efficient. Things become very efficient. And, you know, how long I can sustain that, you know, you get to a point where I need to relax. I can remember those times where I couldn't cut it off. Man, not that that was a bad thing, but it may have been. See, now I look down and I see the time. I don't want to see the time. I think I just did 5 minutes. I think I got like 8 more to go. I don't want to see the time. I want to see my miles per hour. And I want to keep it above 4.5. And by doing that, it's how far I swing my legs and the speed at which I do it. So I'll finish this up. It's going on 10:30. You know, I usually go to bed at 1. Since I just woke up at 7, who knows how that's going to go. I really don't feel like having a black and brown. You know, there's one over there. What I would usually do, get off this thing and go right to it. And then it would just like sedate me. The rush from it just brings my whole chemistry to a different place. And I'm starting not to like that place. Or I'm starting to do it too much to where I'm starting not to like it. So hopefully I'll get through with this. I'll continue some stuff. When I woke up today at 7, I lay in the bed, looked at a few things, started doing like little weird maintenance, like cleaning up my OneDrive, you know, went into my Google Drive and kind of cleaned up some stuff there. Just, you know, just little stuff like that, laying in the bed to get the brain moving as I relaxed and that little kind of nasal headache, I was tension or whatever I was feeling from, you know, smoking the black of my eyes and sleeping and kind of let that wear off and not tense up against it, not try to fight against it and overpower, just kind of just relax. Let the muscles relax in my head and just doing stuff like that. You know, just, you know, I got up, made my bed, just started, you know, getting things ready. Like, you know, like I was getting ready to go do something. Made my bed, cleaned up some stuff, put things away, sharpened that up. Did something I do in the bathroom. I brush my teeth, wash my mouth out. Clean this sink, we'll wipe the sink off. Sanitize, not so much. You know, clean the sink off, clean the mirror off. Just kind of wipe things down. You know, just little routine chore-y stuff just to get into it. And I came out to the kitchen, put the dish, I started the dishes away. Oh, maybe jump. See, I jumped because I thought I had some cooking. I thought I had grits cooking, but I already had some grits. So what I did was I put some sausages and my linked Italian sausages in the air fryer, so they're done. They stop automatically. I was about cutting those off. So I have that, and I have my breakfast. I need eggs. I probably order some Instacart or something. I need eggs, and something I can really think of right now. I got vegetables in there, you know, so that'll be something. I think I got some meats and vegetables. Yeah, I got vegetables in there, so I can. I mean, vegetables, I got raw vegetables. I got carrots and celery sticks, you know, that I can eat during the day. It's a second lunch. And I got frozen vegetables in there that I can steam. And then just, I mix them with I got a can of salt-free. When I was on my salt-free kick, salt-free tomato sauce, tomato paste or whatever. You know, I put some in there. I put some no salt in there. And, you know, to kind of spice that up. Maybe some cheese or something. Eat that with a couple of sausages during the day as a second lunch. Or you batter the vegetables. And what I've been doing is after work kind of having a real meal. And I really wasn't doing that before. I got my popcorn maker. I got tons of popcorn in it. Maybe I go back to having my popcorn and maybe a piece of popcorn or something like that instead of having like a hamburger and having like a meal, you know, something like a real something substantial after work. You know, stay up till 1 o'clock and be on them black and mild. 801, 802, hit that first one. And it's not like I'm smoking a lot. Smoking like a couple hits and it's just, I'm starting not to like that hit. But it's something about craving that thing and then getting it after work. I think that's more of the thing than actual what it is. You know, having that to look forward to. Ooh, it's 8:02. I can't wait and get it. That reward is probably that pleasure and reward. And the reward is not nowhere near worthy or credible. But still, you know, go after it. And that's probably where I need to stop. Maybe this is why my confession. Now, this ain't a confession. It's more of a, what is it? You talk things out. You go to therapy and you talk it out. Get it out. See, now I'm going to look and see what time, 40, 30. I got about 5 more minutes. And see, I don't really have to do all the steps right now because, well, it is around 10:30. So I might. And like right now, I just had that feeling that, ooh, you know, that's getting that back in my mind, walking outside. And I like them half smoked too. I love having half smoke when it's already started and you get that fire and that deep, hard, heavy smoke. But I like the way I'm feeling now. I really like the way I'm feeling now. And I like my empire, my quote unquote empire, my resources, the things I have around me, the tools, the things I want to do. I like my plan. You know, I just got to maybe, you know, after a few years of indulgence, just, you know, go ahead and. That's why I had an accident when I fell and busted my teeth. That's what, you know, really made me stop and check myself because it was just getting out of hand. You know, I've been keeping my weight down. Everything's been good. I mean, everything's been good. It's like a functioning alcoholic. But I'm not like, oh, you know, I'm like a functioning. And it's not like I'm doing anything, you know, detrimental. Like I said, it's not like I'm doing smack or, you know, anything, you know, opioids or whatever. It's not like I'm doing anything that could kill me. It's just that it keeps me from operating at 100%. So, that's that. Thank you for being here with me during my steps here. How many steps did we get together? Let's do a half hour. Let's do a half hour with the remote, the wireless cam and all my cameras set up. I can't see what camera's on right now, but I'm going to go ahead and that should be 4. Switch to 5. It should be 5. I should be pointing at 5 now. I can't see what I'm changing. Let's switch to 6. 6 should be that one. Switch to 3 if it's switch. Should be that one. 2. Where's 2 at? Oh, 2 is that one. Yeah, I forgot I had 2 back there. Camera 1 should be the one on top. I'm going to go back to 4. Front shot, I think. If it's working, there's some way I can tell. Because the tablet timed out. Maybe if I plug it in, it'll stay open. I could probably plug it, but do, you know, no timeout. No timeout. No screen timeout. 43 minutes and 54 seconds. That should do it. That should do it. 1300. That should do it. Let's see. Let's see. How close to 10,000 I am. 10,237. See, and since I'm not really, you know, I'll just do a little extra, but it's not really about the, this is just about getting a number. Let's just be honest. This is just about getting a number. It's not about the health, the exercise. It's not about any of that. This is purely about getting a number and keeping the streak alive. And I did that. And I do feel kind of, you know, you hear me breathing a little hard. And maybe I did get a little workout. You know, maybe something did, you know, kind of go right in this. I don't know. Maybe. You never know. You don't know. You don't know. See, why am I talking like that? But it looks like it's back on 4. So it might have changed. Yeah, I've been talking for 48 minutes on this thing. And I don't like the response I'm getting. Is there something, I don't like the, maybe, and I rebooted the router and modem. So, I rebooted the router and modem. So, that, you know, should be something. I come back here. I stand here. Take this camera, put it back. And on OBS, there's a preview. There's a preview thing that I can set up to where I can see what the cameras look like before I display them. But that's no fun. See, that didn't work. See, I had to hold it for too long. I gotta figure out what that is about. I gotta reinstall the software or something. So I got that camera going back. Now let me go back to this camera. Get this camera, put this one back. This one goes right here like that. That's camera six. And it switched kind of nicely. See, that's not bad. That one, see how I can just set that down now and it just kind of gets the shot that I want. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty in the house. That's pretty much in the house right there. What other cameras? Okay, I got to get camera two now. Reach over here and get, what did I do with camera two? Put it over here. Get camera two. I guess I could put camera two up here. I think I tried this. I didn't like it. If I put camera two up here, what does that look like? I think I tried this and I didn't like it. I think I did. I think I like the down shot better. I think I like the down shot better. I can't, this one doesn't turn. So it's kind of hard to, it only stays straight. I mean, there's things I can do, but I think I like it better when I was shooting from like down there. Don't ask me why. I think that shot, I like that angle a lot better, a little better. If I can come this way a little like that. I just felt the urge to have a black and brown. I'm going to fight it. Gotta go get that camera. That's camera five. See, this is camera five right here. And that's six. Six we got in place. Three we got in place. Two, we got in place. One, got adjusted a little bit. Bring it down. Bring it down a little. See, I didn't even look. I didn't even look. I just brought it down. So I could bring it up some, but that's okay. I've only got one camera to get. That's camera four. I'll walk over here and get camera four. I should have changed to one. I should have switched back to five, had me walking back over here. This is switched to two. Had me sit down. And then this is switched to six. So you can watch me put camera five back. That's where camera five goes. Hurt. This is where camera five goes. And no, this is camera four. And that's what camera four looks like. Not bad, huh? See, look at that. See, I just threw that up there. Didn't even really like kind of, you know, didn't look at the screen. I can move it. It's getting to the point. I know where to almost, I can tell by the angles and stuff that, you know, where I almost want them. And I can tell by the angles and stuff where I want them. And then what I'll do is, now watch, I'm going to let you guys watch this. In fact, I'm going to switch off of this. I'm going to end this and go back to the, I'm going to stop using the tablet as the monitor and open it up how I usually do it on the, main computer. Go back to the option because what I need to do is put my screen bloggers back on. And I want you to see how that works. And I want to see how it works. See now that once I get those there, I come over here and I move the camera. I also could move the, I could probably actually move the that's close. That's really close. Ooh, that's it. That's close. Oh, almost. I had it. See? It's really sensitive. And it's almost to the point where It's really sensitive. I should hit pause and do this. I will.